There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ross Tucker, how are we doing today?
Beautiful.
Good. What's up, guys? How are you?
We're doing well. We talked with Drake May yesterday, and I do want to get your thoughts on him and where he is after that great finish. But first, I want to ask you, Ross, if you agree with me that the NFL kind of sucks this year. There's all these two-win teams. There's like 9 2-win teams. Half the league's under 500. What's going on with this league? Why does it seem like there's so many bad teams?
Yeah, I mean, I think I counted this morning. We do, you guys might know, but I do the power rankings on the Ross Tucker podcast on Tuesday. I think is it 9 or 10 teams that have 2 wins or less?
9.
It is crazy.
Unbelievable.
That is just so unusual. I mean, we're in week 10, and there's 9 teams that only have 2 wins. It's kind of bananas, and you know, I call the sixth game for CBS each week, right? I'm part of the sixth crew.
Yeah.
So I guess the best way I would describe it is I'm very well aware of the situation because I'm always looking ahead to what my game's going to be, and there's usually a matchup between two of these teams. I'm like, okay, that's probably me. You know, that's probably the one I'm doing. And the thing that's a bummer about it for everybody, right, is that if instead of being 2-7, if you're just 3-6 or 3-5 or you're 4-5, you know, as long as you're close to 500, and I remember this as a player, right, 500 or above, you felt like you were right there in the mix. Below 500, you kind of felt like, okay, we should get back to 500, and then we got a shot at this thing. When you start to look, when you're in November with 2 wins, and you're like 2-6, 2-7, whatever, you know that 500's a long way away. I mean, there's a lot of fan bases already that kind of feel like their teams are out of it, and that's unusual. You know, that's very much an issue in December in the NFL. But, man, not usually the first games in November. I mean, it's kind of getting ugly. I don't know that I can really put my finger on it as to why that it's like that this year. It just seems like these teams – but then, like, listen, I say that, and the Patriots, you know, they beat the Jets and Bengals. I guess neither one of those teams have great records either. But at least we think that they're better. We think that they're pretty good. And the Patriots were able to find ways to beat them. The last game I did for CBS, the Browns beat the Ravens. I mean, the Ravens might be like one of the 2 or 3 best teams in the NFL, and the Browns beat them. So those things can still happen. It just doesn't seem like as much or as often this year as it normally is.
So we are in New England following one of those 2-win teams that we're excited about because obviously we've seen what Drake May has done with some highlight plays, and none was cooler, I guess, than the game ending or game tying
regulation ending
touchdown that took 12 seconds. And we all saw it. It was great. Everybody's excited about Drake May. I'm wondering, as a lineman, Did you watch that play with any interest as to what the linemen were doing? Because I thought it was kind of remarkable. No one held. No one was downfield. Now, Michael Jordan, the left guard, didn't hold or get downfield.
Didn't touch anybody.
Because he just hopped around and didn't touch anybody the whole time.
Anyone. It was 12 seconds. He didn't touch a single player.
Did you have like a lineman's view of that play that might be a little different than the rest of us?
I get a lot of views of that play. the first view is that on the Even Money Betting Podcast, I had the Patriots plus 3.5.
Yep.
So Drake May is my hero. So view number one was that was incredible. Thank you, Drake May. And then I really wanted Mayo to go for two for a bunch of different reasons.
Yep.
And we should talk about that because I thought that was a poor choice by Gerard. And then from a lineman's perspective, well, first of all, what's interesting to me about it is that it felt like the Titans were very intent on keeping him in the pocket and not letting him scramble,
right?
You know, get outside the pocket. And I think that they overdid it. You know what I mean? Like, I think that they were too focused on that because it seemed like you guys talk about Michael Jordan just standing there. There was kind of D linemen that were more or less just hopping around too. You know, I mean, there was D linemen. There was one or two guys trying to get him, but the rest of them, it looked like they were either dog tired or they were just trying to keep him in the pocket. So that's kind of one thing that jumped out to me. You are right that the longer a quarterback holds the ball, the greater the likelihood of a holding call. The flip side of that is, man, those refs really don't want to call holding on the last play of the game.
Right.
You know, they really don't on anybody. You know, like the DB, the O-line, on anybody. So you can't be egregious about it, but that's a situation where I'm confident Belichick would tell people, hey, you can be a little bit more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A little bit more aggressive than you normally would be. But, yeah, that was a tremendous play. You know, I know I'm not the first guy to say this, but, man, I get a lot of Josh Allen when I watch Drake May play. Mm-hmm. A lot of Josh Allen. I'm not saying he's him or he'll be him or he's as good as him or any of them, but, like, they just kind of remind me of each other with some of the plays they make, some of the throws they make, their style of play. I mean, right now it's like he's a poor man's Josh Allen. And what's interesting to me about that, obviously Josh made like huge improvement during his first couple years. Right. We know that. But I'd be curious to look at, you know, Drake's stats versus Josh's stats his rookie year. I don't know, Christian or Andy, if you guys saw, but, you know, Greg Cosell comes on my show, the Raw Sucker Podcast, every week, and he's really been impressed with Drake May. I think the line that we posted on social media was, when you watch him, there's nothing on the tape on the All-22 that would scream rookie, right? There's nothing that would scream this guy's a rookie. And I was talking with somebody today that said they think he's actually been playing better than Caleb Williams has, which I wasn't expecting to hear. So anyway, I think I know that that's what you guys are excited about, and I think you should be.
We're talking to Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. I am excited, Ross. I mean, I think it's hard not to be, especially after that play. But I can't help but thinking after every one of these games, he does something impressive. The team loses by a score, two score, whatever it is, three scores to the Texans. And it just sort of hits me that as good as he is and as good as he looks, this team, as bad as it is, and the rest of the roster and the coaching staff, very inexperienced, I feel like has a real opportunity to drag him down. Is that a realistic fear to have here? Because I don't know if it's happening yet, but I feel like another year of this, or you know, nine more games of whatever it is, it has this sort of grim, he's like a small glimmer of hope on like a deep, dark abyss of this Patriots team is what it seems like to me, Ross.
No, I think it's fair because I would say, I've seen it happen with young quarterbacks, especially guys, by the way, that like never lost in college, which is not the case with him, but with young quarterbacks that like the losing, the turnovers, the getting beat up, the sacks, it just kind of starts to wear on them. Ironically, I feel like I'm seeing it a little bit when I watch C.J. Stroud and the Texans. I mean, he has definitely taken a step back this year, in part because they can't protect him, and he's getting the crap beat out of him. But I do think that's a very real thing. I would imagine, I mean, you guys probably know the numbers, but Patriots are stockpiled with picks and cap space, and you'd like to think most of their moves this offseason will be designed to feather the nest for Drake May, so to speak, on the offensive line and at receiver to try to put him in as good a position as possible next year so he can get off to a good start and so they make progress. And honestly, I think they will. I mean, I really do. I think, you know, I don't know how many games they'll win this year, four or whatever. I would think after a full off season with those guys drafting and spending some of that money that I don't think it's unrealistic to think 7-8 wins maybe the year after that. Now, we got to see what moves they make and if they pan out. And obviously, some of the moves they've made so far have not. But I think what you're saying, Christian, is a possibility. But I think getting a win over the Jets, you know, almost winning over the Titans, I think it's almost like anything else in life. As long as, like, every 3 or 4 weeks they get a win, they get the reward, then that can get him through another 3 or 4 weeks of losing. You know, they like, oh, yeah, we can do it. We got it. All right, good job. We got this. And then maybe there's a couple bad games again. Then it happens again, and he gets excited. You need those moments of feeling like you're making progress and you're getting the reward of the victory.
Ross, it feels like the Chiefs aren't exactly dominant, but they're undefeated, and they're looking for a three-peat, looking to kind of make history in a number of ways here. Do you like their chances of, A, going undefeated, or, B, winning the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they will because I just think there's a reason why it's never been done before. And I think that, you know, you think about all of the one-score playoff games that they've been a part of the last few years, and it feels like they've won, like, all of them. I mean, they got blown out by Brady and the Bucs in that one Super Bowl. And then in the one AFC Championship game, Mahomes threw the pick. They lost in overtime. But that's like the only one-score playoff game that they've lost. You know, they've won the rest of them. And I just don't think, no matter how good you are, and Mahomes is incredible, and they have an insane ability to make the play they need to make, or maybe conversely not make the mistake that they can't make in those situations, at some point, they're not going to be batting like, you know, not going to be hitting 95% of those, right? Like, at some point, that has to come back
right
to the average a little bit. There has to be a little bit of a regression of the mean, and I would imagine that happens this year. That said, you know, seems pretty likely that they'll have the number one seed and a bye. So what they're doing there is they're really minimizing the sample size. They really only have to win two home playoff games to get to the Super Bowl again, and then obviously anything can happen there. So I think they are very well positioned because on some level it feels like the Bills and the Ravens aren't quite as good as they were last year, and the Chiefs keep finding a way, but somehow, some way, somebody will get hurt or Mahomes will finally miss a throw or somebody will drop it, and I think they'll lose one of those playoff games this year.
Okay, that is Ross Tucker. He is our Odyssey NFL insider, and he joins us every Tuesday. Thanks, Ross.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.